I'm very hopeful. I spent yesterday, most of yesterday in Springfield, meeting with various people, including several of the leaders and key senators and governor's staff. And so I know firsthand that there is a tremendous impetus, I would say, to reach a compromise. There's still a lot of frustration, and I don't think it's quite there yet, but certainly critical meetings are going on. This is a critical week, as you know, to resolve our budget issues. And obviously, I'm making the case for the University of Illinois and public higher education as strenuously as I can, because it's very important to our future, and in particular to our ability to attract, retain the kind of talent that we're used to having, world-class talent at the University of Illinois. So I made that case again yesterday.
Yeah, what's the biggest impact that you've seen so far, just on the inconsistent funding, the lack of the usual funding here for the University of Illinois?
Well, we've seen in the 2 years, of course, we've seen a very significant reduction in support from the state, over $760 million missing from where we would have been in a normal sequence. So we've made significant internal efforts to increase efficiency and effectiveness. We preserved the student experience at all costs. That's our highest commitment. And so we're continuing to work hard to make sure that the students have a world-class educational experience. But there's no question that there's been damage and ongoing damage. I, if you ask me, as you did, what's the most significant thing, I would say it's a reputational hit to the University of Illinois. Without solid backing from the state, it looks internal to internal folks as well as external people that we're in a situation that's unstable, and we need to get to that stability very quickly.
Also here in the last few days, the Higher Learning Commission, organization that accredits schools here in the Midwest, recently sent a letter to lawmakers and the governor saying without state funding, Illinois universities are at risk of losing their accreditation. How big of a deal would that be for the U of I?
I think the U of I is in sound shape with regard to any concerns about accreditation. I think those concerns are mostly centered, at least in terms of their near-term consequences, mostly centered on some of the other schools, other public schools within Illinois that have a smaller size to deal with this fiscal interruption. So as far as we're concerned, we're not worried too much about accreditation. We have fantastic programs. They're going to continue. What we are concerned about, though, is quality. The excellence that we've had that has been built up over decades could fray very quickly as it gets harder to recruit top faculty, to retain top faculty, and to bring the best talent to bear at the U of I. So that's the larger concern in my mind than the accreditation. But the other schools are obviously having to be very, very concerned about that HLC letter. And I hope the governor is too.
President Killeen, also this week, the Supreme Court agreed to hear the case on President Trump's travel ban and has partially restored that ban in the interim. To your knowledge, is there any effect on students and faculty at the University of Illinois from that decision yesterday?
Well, we haven't had a chance to really look sufficiently hard at yesterday's decision. My understanding is it's a partial rescinding of the injunction. But I can tell you, Brian, that we're very concerned about travel bans like this. And we did an assessment of the vulnerability of U of I to the executive order as it was first announced. And in Urbana-Champaign, we're talking about almost 140 students, 10 faculty and staff that might be directly affected. In Chicago, it's over 160 students and almost 20 faculty and staff that would be directly affected because they come from those countries. And these are top scholars and top faculty. So we have a direct exposure to the executive order. But we'll look hard at what the Supreme Court decision really means for the next few months.
What have you seen so far here in the last few months of the Trump administration? Has it affected your ability to recruit international students and faculty?
I would say we're doing well on our enrollment, on our overall enrollment. We're paying very close attention to it, and obviously we have a new class coming in the fall. It's likely to be another bumper crop, particularly in Chicago, I would say. We've seen strong interest on the part of international students. We've not seen a significant weakening there. I'm more concerned about Illinois families and students, given the domestic situation. So we've not seen that yet, but we're paying close attention to both the applications and the enrollments, and of course the acceptances of the offers, which is what we're going through right now.
Another big issue right now on the Urbana campus is the search for Yingying Zhang, the visiting scholar from China who's been missing since June 9th. What are you hearing from other visiting scholars, international students, their families, about that situation and some of the concerns that they have?
Yeah, we know, and I know that there's a tremendous concern for Yingying in particular. I'm getting daily updates on the status of the process. I know that the University of Illinois Police Department is working with both state police and the FBI, flat out working around the clock. I can tell you that they won't give up until we find her. The rewards, as you know, have been offered, and it was a community forum. The community has really stepped forward in a very supportive way, both in terms of providing resources for the family that's now visiting, but a community forum was held last week. I do know that Chancellor Jones met with the family yesterday, and so I can assure you and others that university is doing everything it can to find Yingying, and our police are working very hard on this and won't give up.